Hello, this is Justin Taylor, Novell's identity and security guru, with another Chalk Talk. For nearly a decade, Novell Identity Manager has been making life better for thousands of organizations and, of course, the people that manage them. Thanks to it, IT professionals avoid the nightmare of mundane day-to-day user change management and password resets. And hackers and identity thieves are stopped in their tracks, allowing security professionals to breathe easier. And the high costs and risks of identity management are a distant memory to business executives. It's rainbows and ponies for all. But what is it about Identity Manager that makes them so happy? Well, it helps them to manage and secure the people and the resources they use day in and day out in a cost-effective and risk-free way. The most common example for how it does this is the old provisioning or setup process for employees. Let's look at an example of a new employee, and let's call him Bob. Now, Identity Manager automates the creation of the many accounts Bob needs throughout the enterprise, such as his email account, his directory accounts, even the business apps Bob will need to be productive, and probably many, many more for most organizations. And this is more than just simply creating an account and giving it a name. It's about enforcing an organization's policy for procedure, naming convention, things of that nature, as well as the access controls, giving Bob only the correct access he needs to resources based on the company's policy for that particular role that Bob is going to occupy. But this is just half of Bob's life, the digital part. The other half, the physical part of Bob's life, also must be managed, and Identity Manager helps there as well. Even going as far as automating the process of requesting and assigning the physical assets that Bob needs. Ranging from, for example, integrating with the facilities management system to put in a ticket to assign Bob a new office and set it up, moving in the furniture and the desk and the things that he'll need in order to be productive. Continuing even from there and working with the telecommunications equipment, integrating with the phone switch, for example, or even going through and setting up and provisioning his phone line if needed, even sending off a request to get him a mobile phone when he's away from the office. Continuing on from that, it helps even assign computer assets or other types of computing devices to Bob, dealing with the ordering of the devices to the automatic setup and patching of them based again upon Bob's role, giving him just the right applications he needs to be productive, using and, for example, or integrating with tools such as Novell's ZenWorks resource management tool. And since Bob would also like to get access to the front door as well as to his office, Identity Manager can go even further and help set him up in the badging system. And with Identity Manager's self-service user application tool, Bob can request new services, things that he didn't have maybe that were automatically given to him, new assets even, and even increase access for existing entitlements, or even allow him to order that favorite motivational poster for his office. Now, all of this is being automated and intelligently managed through policy by Identity Manager, eliminating the costly and risky manual processes Bob's company used to have. But this isn't where it stops. If this was all there was to managing Bob's identity, then it wouldn't be so costly and risky. It's just a one-time expense. However, since there is a life cycle of change to managing Bob, Identity Manager stays on the job and continues to manage the changes that this life cycle will inevitably bring. As new systems, for example, are added that Bob will need access to, as his roles, positions, and locations even change, so that his access and asset requirements change. Not to mention the endless password changes and resets for Bob over and over again, since Bob probably can't remember his password. And it's doing this again and again and again for Bob until that fateful day arrives where we have to remove, or what we refer to as deprovision, the access when Bob is no longer associated with the company. This has to be managed not just for Bob, but also for the Sallys and the Jamies and the Jeremys and the Julias and all the others individuals that are associated with any given organization. This just increases the value of Identity Manager to an organization. It allows them to reduce the cost and risk of managing change through policy-driven automation, removing the cost and risk of people manually managing identities in their organization. This virtually eliminates the traditional compliance violations due to human error, which could lead to security breaches or even regulatory penalties for non-compliance. In short, Identity Manager gives customers the flexibility to change or go after new opportunities that they crave without the fear of high upfront costs or even more costly long-term management costs. by providing them with the control they need to be competitive, compliant, and secure. And while employees are the most common example given for Identity Manager, realize it also does it for customers and suppliers and partners and really any other human or carbon-based life form an organization does business with. In reality, it performs this for any type of identity or thing someone needs to manage, ranging from deployments that today manage people and documents, routers, applications, etc., and even non-traditional things such as ladders and tanks and, oddly enough, even sheep down in New Zealand. Now, over the years, there have been many releases of Identity Manager. The Novell Identity Manager 4 release, though, is more than just a simple upgrade. It's really a game-changing way for Novell to address the ever-evolving list of customer pains associated with managing identities and ensuring compliance. The first big change is that Identity Manager 4 is actually the Identity Manager 4 family. And as the word family implies, there is more than one. In fact, it now includes 3 different editions to prescribe just the right solution to address an organization's pains, allowing Novell and its partners to sell based on business value, not technical features. The first package, Standard Edition, packages the most common features purchased by most customers, providing the features of the current Identity Manager product, along with the new capabilities available in the Identity Manager 4 family. The new Advanced Edition builds on the Standard Edition and integrates them with an upgraded version of Novell's role-based provisioning module, which adds role-based management, along with request-based access management, coupled with workflows, to the existing rule or policy-based management offered in all the editions. The end result is a unified provisioning solution that addresses all provisioning scenarios. The final edition is the Unique Compliance Management Platform, or CMP, that takes all the power of Identity Manager and integrates the enterprise access management capabilities of Novell's Access Manager and the real-time monitoring and remediation capabilities of Novell Sentinel, creating a synergy that allows customers to have continuous, enterprise-wide compliance, 24/7, 365 days a year. Now that there are 3 different editions of Identity Manager, Novell can concentrate on selling the business value Identity Manager brings to the customer, not spending time trying to come up with some bizarre, weird math value proposition for capabilities that the customer just didn't need. The things that require those lengthy negotiations and the inevitable discounts. Now just simply diagnose the pain and prescribe the right addition to address it, with the ability to up the dosage as the customer experiences new pains or existing pains evolve. So what are some of the new features that make Identity Manager 4 such a must-have solution for new customers as well as to existing customers? First, there is the new Advanced Identity Reporting System that replaces the previous reporting component. This new reporting system simplifies the creation and the management of reports, while also providing a unique ability to automate the management of the reporting, allowing administrators, for example, to come in and schedule reports to run at intervals and even distribute them automatically through email to those who need them. And with its ability to report on identities, not just in Identity Manager, but also by looking at those same identities in the connected systems, organizations can increase their compliance visibility, allowing them now to look at both the real versus the desired states, and get a complete view of their enterprise so they can more intelligently manage their business. Another new feature is the Role Mapping Administrator that allows customers to map entitlements to roles in a very easy way, taking what was already viewed as the easiest show in town to a whole new level. With the simple drag-and-drop web interface, there's no coding required. Just find the role, find the entitlement that role should have, and drag it over. All of the underlining policy generation is done for the customer or partner automatically. The next new feature is the Content Packaging Framework, which allows customers to control the packaging and versioning of their own policies and configurations, taking away the risk associated with human error involving policy changes. Now, as policies change, customers can track the changes and, in the event of a problem, quickly go back to a previous version. It also helps partners and managed service providers, or MSPs, to distribute and package their intellectual property surrounding compliance or best practices, also known as policies and configurations, allowing them to continue to provide value to their customers up front, as well as to automatically update things as their intellectual property changes. The fourth new feature is Identity Manager 4's new unified installation. This simplifies deployments, reducing the time and complexity of installations by removing the need to do, for example, multiple installations of products, one right after the other, while also including best practices into the install. While the new embedded or silent install options for developers will enable new identity manager-based solutions from ISVs as well as MSPs. And lastly, Novell is continuing and increasing its support for the physical and virtualized applications in an organization's firewall. By adding a new Microsoft SharePoint connector, for example, as well as updating existing connectors. New connectors for Software as a Service or SaaS applications, such as Salesforce.com and Google Apps, as well as new open connectors for SPML2 or the Service Provisioning Markup Language, allow customers to extend their control across physical, virtual, and now cloud applications, removing any boundaries. Regardless of the addition prescribed, the customers will have an out-of-the-box experience unlike anything Novell's competitors can offer. With Novell's real-time automation, monitoring, and remediation capabilities, customers will have a constant and consistent enforcement of their policies. No more need for organizations to put up with that antiquated nightly 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. reconciliation process of managing and enforcing change that's prescribed by the brand X's of the world. Now they can envision a world where changes, such as access removal for a disgruntled terminated employee, are implemented in minutes or seconds, not the hours or days or ever that are typical with the brand X's. The real-time monitoring and remediation ensures that threats are identified and quickly dealt with, avoiding the jack-in-the-box surprises when the auditor suddenly appears. The integrated platform that Novell offers its customers allows them to concentrate on managing their business, doing so with confidence that they can implement their policies enterprise-wide without having to limit their vision by dumbing down their policies or reducing their complexity, or having to duct tape or baling wire the solution together to address them with lots of coding and custom development as with the brand X's. And with Novell's continued efforts towards creating simplified tools to manage their identities and their systems without the complexity, cost, and risk of coding, customers can efficiently manage their entire enterprise. Making it simple helps make it secure. All of this out-of-the-box functionality helps not only our customers, but also our partners, making it possible for them to concentrate on providing real business value to their customers, not wasting the time or risking their relationship with the customer by spending a lot of time trying to figure out how to make the software work because of limitations. In the end, the Identity Manager 4 family allows organizations to intelligently manage their business without the unnecessary risks or costs that are again traditionally associated with manual identity management, allowing them also to make more intelligent decisions as they now have complete visibility into their systems, which they can use to define and implement policy, and have the ability to easily enforce it enterprise-wide. Organizations with Identity Manager 4 can now also have the confidence that as they begin or continue their journey into the world of X as a service providers, that they are cloud ready, as Identity Manager scale and features allow companies to move to the cloud with the same level of control they have with their internal applications, as well as at the rate that they choose. Those who are already in the cloud, like managed service providers, have the needed capabilities and scale they need in order to use Identity Manager as their solution of choice. All of this combined makes customers secure. With the simple management and real-time automation, monitoring and remediation, and the integrated platform offered by Identity Manager 4, customers can feel assured that their policies are being implemented constantly and consistently, regardless of how or where someone is getting access. With the integrated monitoring and reporting tools, they can not only feel secure, but they can prove it day in and day out. Together, this translates to real value for Novell's existing as well as to new customers, and even to the emerging MSP marketplace that's beginning to take identity management into the cloud. As you can see, the Novell Identity Manager 4 family is more than just a simple provisioning solution or just a mere upgrade. It is a unique solution that securely manages identity and access across physical, virtual, and now cloud environments through an intelligent identity framework that allows customers to leverage their existing IT assets as well as new computing models such as software as a service, while reducing costs and ensuring compliance. Intelligent, cloud-ready, secure. That's what Novell Identity Manager 4 brings to customers.